Hello, hello, hello. Welcome one and all to the Back to School broadcast only on KTSW 89.9. This is DJ E Money, and in this special segment, I will be bringing you the latest, the greatest, and undoubtedly the best dorm room hacks ever. All discovered and tested by me, myself, and I. As incoming freshmen, I'm sure you have a billion things on your mind. How am I gonna fit everything?
What if my room smells gross?
How will I survive? Well, never fear, DJ E Money is here. Okay, I'm done playing around. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. How am I gonna fit everything? It's no secret that dorm rooms are tiny. My freshman year, I had to share an 11 by 13 room with my roommate. An 11 by 13. Guys, that's pretty small for two girls with quite a bit of stuff. My room back at home is about that size, and I even have trouble fitting all my junk in there. But alas, I am here today as proof that it is possible. With the help of bed lifts and a handful of command hooks, we made it work. The smartest move we made was lofting one of the beds. We put my roommate's lofted bed horizontally against the back wall of the room and then stuck mine underneath it going the opposite direction. This made room for my mini fridge to fit perfectly next to my bed so I could use the top of it as a nightstand. These bad boys lifted my bed 7 inches off the ground and gave me tons of storage space under my bed. I've even seen some recently in stores that have outlets built into them so you can plug your charger right into your bed. Those might be worthwhile to check out. The next best move we did as roommates was stock up on command hooks. We hung everything we could on the walls. Necklaces, keys, backpacks, you name it. If it could be hung, it was on our wall. This cleared a lot of counter and floor space in our room.
What if my room smells gross?
If you didn't already know, candles, incense, and Scentsy-esque wax melters are a big no-no in the dorms. They are a fire hazard and honestly not worth the risk in such close quarters. It's also a well-known fact that most of these dormitories are old. While there are a couple that were built and opened just 2 school years ago, most of the traditional dorms opened their doors over 50 years ago, even dating back to 1947. So I think it's safe to say that on move-in day, your nose won't be greeted with sunshine and daisies. But of course, I have a hack for that. The dorm I stayed in my freshman year was one of those very old dorms. In fact, it was so old that now they don't even let people stay in it anymore. What I did to ditch the old dorm smell was stick dryer sheets in my air vent. This had my room smelling like fresh laundry all school year. And if that's not your scent of choice, try a clip-on car air freshener. There's a much wider variety of scents if you go that route. How will I survive? Unless you chose to live at Bobcat Village, you will not have a full kitchen in your dorm. In all the other dorms, you will have a community kitchen that you have to share with other residents. Where I stayed, you had to go to another building to use the kitchen, and you could only check out kitchen wares to cook with from the hours of 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This really limited my eating options, especially when I was up late studying and all the dining halls closed before midnight. But what I found was that a coffee mug and a microwave were my best friends. You can make so many things by throwing them in a coffee mug and microwaving it in seconds. Just a quick Google search of meals to make with a coffee mug and a microwave pulls up dozens of articles from sites like Reader's Digest, Spoon University, AllRecipes.com, and more. There are plenty of recipes for you to sift through, from omelets in a cup to desserts to pizza to mac and cheese. This method of cooking was perfect for me because it gave me more flexibility. I was able to keep myself in the study zone and not have to worry about when the dining halls closed and having to eat dinner before a certain time. I was on my own schedule and I could basically make whatever I wanted with my favorite coffee mug and the microwave down the hall. I hope these hacks have helped you feel more at ease for the upcoming school year. Once again, welcome one and all to the most beautiful campus in all of Texas Hill Country. It's always a great day to be a Bobcat.